Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Nobody Panic. I'm Stevie. Tessa.
Hello.
She's there. And you know how we sometimes do topics where we're like, it doesn't matter, like, regardless of who you are or what you're packing, it's good to know what your fellow humans are going through. Like when we did the smear test stuff, it's like, it doesn't matter if you're getting a smear test. What if someone you know is?
Absolutely.
This is a perfect example. We have Stuart Laws, comedian. Would you ever describe yourself as a producer?
I don't. I get hired as a producer, but I hate being a producer.
Okay, comedian. Stopping.
Director.
Director.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yes.
Yes.
But some people may disagree.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Sure. we've heard to the contrary.
Stuart, you're coming. You've got a special out on YouTube.
Yes.
£800 Gorilla is the YouTube channel. Stuart Laws is all in. You can watch. There's so many great specials on there. Start with Stuart, then move on and have a look. But you're coming in with a very specific topic. Would you like to introduce what you'd like to talk about?
Yes. At the age of 35, being single and childless, I had a vasectomy.
That's the full title. To be single and childless and have a vasectomy. You're going to cover the whole gamut.
Yeah. The ultimate all in.
How to have a vasectomy.
Yeah.
So that's...
Stuart messaged us to say, this is what you'd like to do this topic. And we were like, yes, obviously.
Yes, I'm fascinated. Please. I don't really know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, gun to my head.
Tubes tied.
But how?
How?
And
my dad had one.
And how can stuff still come out?
Mm.
But...
Does it?
Yeah. Doesn't it? Because otherwise,
what question are you asking me there?
Nothing for
no
you
questions
yet.
You're not welcome yet. Don't worry.
Because otherwise, if stuff doesn't come out, then what you're saying.
You mean like wee?
No.
Ejaculate. Wow, we've gone in.
If ejaculate
doesn't
come
out. We've gone all in.
Otherwise, you'd be. A vasectomy is you signing yourself up for a lifetime of never.
Having a wank?
Yeah.
Or sex.
Or anything. So it's something must come out. And so how does
Well, if it doesn't, that's fine. You could still maybe have Well, look, all great questions.
Look, luckily, someone is here
before,
to answer some of these questions.
But before we go in to your dick and balls, I think you should explain to the readers and the listeners and the lookers why your voice sounds so sexy.
Mm. Oh, is it?
Is it? Hello, it's Tessa here.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the vasectomy episode. I've got live hay fever.
You've got live hay fever.
Live
that's
hay
what it sounds
late
like.
Life. I'm really running my words together. And I'm really trying to focus. My eyes have got very small. They're streaming. And I'm riddled with hay fever. I've just had a Benadryl. I'm hoping it kicks in.
Have you considered having your tubes tied up in your sinuses?
At this point, please do it. I'll accept never ejaculating again at this point. I can't see anything. That's the cadence I'm bringing.
Yes.
Oh, so, shall we begin? Talk us through your decisions about the vasectomy and also what is it?
Right, which order?
I don't think I'll be able to hold emotional space for your decision until I understand what's happened.
What it is.
First,
so I would love to know what it is, because you can get them reversible and non-reversible. Because you can untie them back up.
Or can you?
So please talk us through it.
You're told to think of it as non-reversible.
Okay.
Because sometimes there are difficulties with that. Mm-hmm. What they do is they go into the scrotum.
What's that?
Okay, here we go.
Is it like a vagina but on a man?
It's like an ovary, but on a man.
What?
It's your ovaries, but out of the body.
Yes. Yeah. So it's very, balls. Very ectopic. Very, is that right?
I don't know.
An ectopic.
I've heard ectopic pregnancy, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah. The balls are ectopic ovaries.
Right.
Right outside. Hang on. We're getting distracted.
Okay. Sorry.
So down in there are two testicles.
Yes.
From the testicles come some tubes.
So sorry. Is the scrotum like a bag?
Yes.
And within the bag, like two bowling balls?
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, so the scrotum is the outer bit. Right, okay.
Balls. I wouldn't say, I think bowling balls is probably the wrong scale.
Sure. Like ping pong.
Ping pong balls.
Well,
ping pong.
No, I'd sent that briefing sheet.
Oh,
to
sorry.
Tessa.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry, Stuart specifically got massive balls.
He comes with a little trolley in front of him.
I look like a Greek statue. Yeah. Huge balls,
well,
tiny dick.
On like a space
tiny micro penis. Right, okay. Into they go, into the scrotum, and they get
and
the tubes.
Tubes.
Yep. So they go in with a knife that basically sort of like the length of a pinky nail.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That sort of size incision, and then they pull the vas deferens tube out. The tube is very, very narrow.
What's the vas deferens tube?
The vas deferens tube transports the sperm to the fluid.
Understood.
The seminal fluid,
yes. Yeah.
And then the sperm, and then they combine together like when you go to the cinema and you get a Coke and like the syrup mixes with the soda water.
That's a fantastic description.
Thank you.
Well done.
And then it emerges out into the world through the urethra and destroys the environment.
That's helped loads. Thinking of it as the semen, the spermatozoa are in that sugary block of syrup.
Yep.
And the fluid is just soda water. And so sometimes at the pub, they're like, oh, the sugar's gone. And you just get a horrible sodery. That's what's coming out of you. Horrible sodery meth. And you're like, that's absolutely disgusting.
So, So they cut. What do they do to the tube?
Oh yeah, they
tube?
Cut it.
So they cut, crush, and burn the vas deferens.
No.
Do they?
No.
Yeah.
That seems like too much.
That's way too much.
Yeah, it's real belt and braces.
Cut, crush.
Yeah.
And
so they
burn.
They snip.
Yeah.
Crush where they've snipped, so that the sperm can't escape, and then just suture that, burn that sort of shut.
Okay.
And then, bam. It ain't getting out anymore.
Like the end of a shoelace. Like
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
so then, if you got now just like you still got the tube, but it's just they're not meeting.
Yeah, they don't meet each other anymore.
Understood. Like a broken circuit.
Like a divorced couple exchanging their kids at a motorway services.
Constantly.
Yeah.
What? But couple one's of cars burnt away. And crushed, and one's in a terrible accident.
Does the other end need to be burnt and crushed as well? Or is that just like an empty Hoover just like desperately looking for its tube around?
It's like that. They bring it out like that and then just snip and then both ends. And so it's like a very small gap in the middle.
Okay.
And for the listeners who aren't watching this live.
It's like a loop the loop and he snipped at the top of the loop.
Yeah.
Got it.
And so they don't tie or they do tie?
No, I think that's just a colloquialism, I imagine.
Right. Yeah. I would love if we remove some colloquialisms out of health language because... Yeah. We're all like, well, there's enough tube in there to tie it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're going to reverse it, the understanding is that you could chop further down than the scorched earth section and then sort of reattach the two
tubes. I imagine that's what it is, yeah. And then, like, you know, you've only got so many vasectomy reversals.
Until you run out of tube.
Eventually. Well, what happens then is, I guess, your testicles are then pulled higher and higher up the body until they're within you.
That's quite
or sitting just at the end of the penis.
Have you felt yours rise with the lack of...
Because you haven't had the reversal.
You ask your friend who's had the reversal. If the testicles rose a little bit as the tubes pulled them up.
A little testicle tuck.
Yeah,
just tidy it up just down
a little,
there.
Oh,
yeah.
So now we know what it is.
Yeah, yes. We can move
what comes out.
What were your decisions around doing it without wanting to obviously say, don't have to say anything that's too personal, but like, you know, what are your vibes?
I haven't wanted to have kids forever.
Right.
And since I sort of first started probably thinking about it in my early 20s and then ended up in relationships where that became a discussion and I was like, oh, I'm being, you know, a child and being immature. So I'll get over this and then I'll realize I do want kids because that's what everyone does. And then over more and more time, I was like, oh, no, it's not. And then I did some therapy stuff as well. And that was like the first time. That was like early 30s. And it was sort of designed as like a last, like, maybe we can keep this relationship going. I'll go to this therapy session and we'll discuss it and I'll work out why my brain's being thick.
Mm.
And I'll want kids and we'll stay going out.
You're very mean to yourself there about your decision to want kids.
So then, but within 5 minutes of going there, I was like, oh, no, this is normal. This is okay. And it was the first time in like, from like my mid-20s to then when I was like, oh yeah, this is actually okay and a normal thing. I don't actually have to justify. I don't need to come up with a list of reasons. You know, if people want kids, they just go, yeah, I want kids. And no one's like,
why?
Real down into why.
Yeah.
So up until that point, you felt like there's something wrong with me. And if I just do the work, if I do enough conversion therapy, this part of me will go away.
Yeah.
And I will want kids and I'll be what everybody expects of me.
Yes. And that was like a big sort of moment, and it still took like a few years before I was like, right, well, actually, this is, you feel like you can't do something like have a vasectomy too early. Mm-hmm. But it always sort of been there in my head of like, maybe if I do that, then the conversation goes away. But I can just actively be this person who wants a child-free life and not have to constantly be thinking in my mind, oh, I have to justify in this direction or do that. Yes. Sort of thing.
That is such a freeing thing. You know, it's when this very loaded child conversation comes up, for you to be like, no, I've had a vasectomy, it's such like, and that's the end of the conversation, of people being like, well, you'll change your mind, you'll do this, you'll, you know. And equally going into a relationship with somebody when both parties, if you're going into a relationship with someone who is like, oh, I don't know yet, but maybe I will, for you to be like, I've had a vasectomy, this is where I'm at and I cannot be moved, the earth is scorched. Yes. there's no come back for this. So you, the other party, then going into that relationship knows exactly what's on the table.
Eyes open.
And there's no eyes open, eyes open, scorched earth. There's nothing, you know, there's no like, oh, I thought maybe we did change our mind and let's go to therapy and let's discuss it. And it's like, I can't be changed. This is what's happened.
Yeah.
So no.
Was it a relief?
Yeah. And I, you know, I have sort of described it before with that feeling of just like, okay, for like 15 years, I had to be a certain person with people questioning certain things, and this is like the first time that I actually just go, oh, now everyone just has to accept that this is who I am, and being child-free is me, and I can relax about that now. I don't have to have those conversations, I don't have to have that anxiety. People said beforehand, like, what about like if you change your mind? And I was like, well, I think 15 years of feeling like this and going through genuinely every different variant of like relationship with someone who also didn't want kids, someone who from the very beginning we knew they wanted kids, to somebody who wanted to keep options open. I was like, I think I have enough data points to make this call.
Mm.
And at this point, having a child by accident because I haven't had it done would be a worse outcome than changing my mind at a later date and just being like, well, I guess that's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I can completely understand that, because also then it's like, you don't want to end up in a situation where you're resenting something.
One of my more late night opinions is that it should be...
Jess's late night opinion.
You know, in the kitchen at the party, here they come. I think it should be opt-in breeding, and we should...
That is one of your late night...
Yeah, it's a late night opinion.
Eugenics.
Yeah, eugenics. It's not eugenics. You have the ability to switch yourself on and off.
Right, yes.
But it does involve mass sterilization at birth, which obviously isn't good. But then I just think that...
Which obviously isn't good.
Which obviously isn't good. But you have just like a switch inside yourself and a sort of a little code thing that only you can know.
And you have to do 3 questions to do with your wanting or not wanting children activate that.
Yeah, so it can't just be like switched on and off by accident, and it's sort of like in your back, a bit like the Matrix. Like, you know, it's on.
How do you feel about 2 hours sleep a night,
getting
covered in shit and piss, not being able to go on holidays ever?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, are you absolutely sure? You know, as I imagine, there's this huge questionnaire for doing a vasectomy and like all this stuff about, you know, people being, making sure you're incredibly clear about what's going on, but for children, and then you flip a switch in your head, and then you can breed. You know,
Here's an interesting thing. There wasn't that much.
Was there not?
For me.
Interesting.
So I went private because I thought it's an elective procedure and it was £500, and I thought, well, I can afford that. And it was saving a lot of money in terms of stuff.
Child
anyway.
Cost. Child cost.
£160,000.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. A minimum.
Sorry, sorry, I feel like unwell. What's that number that you've just
£160,000 said? £160,000 to raise a child to the age of 18 in the UK.
Is that actually a...
That's the lower end of it.
Okay, let's just skip past that.
Pop on.
Pop on through that
pop
one.
Pop on past that.
Okay, so we're, yeah, so £500. That's doable.
The instant I did it, I made £159,500.
So great. Wow. Good
and
on
spent
you.
It immediately on Dogecoin.
It's good.
All gone. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the kind of process of it then. So, in order to get it done, can you get it done on the NHS?
I think there is like long waiting lists and things like that.
Best not at this point.
And like lots of like, I believe there are like lots of conversations and things that you have to do to sort of be like, yep, you're definitely going to do this. But I would argue there is almost definitely way less than for people who want to do something with their womb or their ovaries. Called up and it was booked in within about 5 minutes of chat.
Oh, wow.
And they said, we'll call you in about a week to just go through stuff. And I assumed that was going to be like a therapy, sort of like someone talking through the reasons and all of that. So I did more prep for that. That call happened and it was just like, right, so have you got someone who can drop you off there? And how would you get home afterwards? And I was like, I was just going to get like an Uber. And they're like, okay, cool. You're booked in.
Oh my gosh. So there was no like, you know, scans or health screenings or...
Nope.
Good fucking wow. God. Wow. I feel a bit sick actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every single time I've had to do anything to do with my own testes equivalent, there's been 17 scans.
Yeah.
but that just shows that it's obviously a much less... It's a much more sort of simple procedure.
Yeah, it's not particularly invasive.
Yeah.
You get injected into your scrotum.
How's that?
It's like when you get a filling and mm-hmm. you get your gum injected. It's that sort of similar feeling.
Yeah.
And then a little knife slices open.
Oh, but you're conscious for the...
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah, you have to move your penis out the way.
Do you have to hold your penis the whole time?
I think I moved it back.
For those listening at home,
his eyes have gone into the middle distance.
When Stuart did a mime of moving his penis, he put it onto his shoulder.
Yeah,
so
like a hose pipe.
Yeah, so that's where that was.
No,
that
I moved it backwards, and then I think they placed something over it. And then I think the only danger there is that anything I find something in the room arouses.
Sorry to return to you on the bed, but have you sort of got them up and above like a piece of paper or something and then they're like on the paper?
I think they put a little bit of paper around it, which I assume now I'm trying to struggle to remember it, that the penis sits beneath the paper and the balls just emerge.
When you say about the needle with the gum, like is it one of those ones that you've got to do a bit of a breath? It's not a pleasant one? Or is it like actually that wasn't as bad as I thought sort of needle?
Now, okay, so I've done some research on this. I don't know if I'm the best person to advise for the general person because I spoke to my dentist once after a procedure and said, look, there's a little nagging thing in my head and I'm not sure if this is true, but I wanted to ask you, am I your calmest patient?
Okay.
What did the dentist say?
And they said, yeah, you're probably... definitely one of the calmest.
Right, you just so you're not bothered by the needle.
I just go into like a fugue state and just zone into that and go like, that's fine. And I think I did that for the vasectomy as well.
Understood.
And is that an active fight to get to the fugue state? Or but every minute of the day, you're a moment away from fugue.
To be honest,
it's a fight to stay present.
You are quite calm as a person.
You are a calm man. So a fugue is your natural state. So getting on the bed...
get into the fugal system.
Injection in, and then how long is the actual scorching?
Yes, so that, it genuinely takes like 5 to 10 minutes.
I'm sorry that you're on
the receiving end of this,
but
what we're bringing is a many, many years of smear test. It's just like so profoundly invasive. It takes so long.
Yeah.
Your legs are up in these stirrups all the time. Like, people are constantly asking you to scoot and pop things.
If I may, though, if you do have any prostate situations, that's very intense. Whereas if you've never had anything and you have a vasectomy, the feeling of like being on your back and having the injection into your scrotum and all that must feel very overwhelming.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And also, the equipment is on the outside, you know? We can't
it's
be
ectopic.
Jealous. It's ectopic. It's, you know, you've got an exoskeleton down there. Like, you can't, we can't be jealous that yours just happens to be outside and ours is inside. And it's a swift 5 to 10 minutes on the bed.
Then you go out into the waiting room area. You're given a cup of tea and some custard creams.
Very nice.
And that probably is the worst bit of it, because custard creams, I think, are very overrated.
You don't, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's disappointing.
I understand.
Yeah. And is it uncomfortable after when the anaesthetic wears off?
So yeah, you're basically told to wait there in the waiting room afterwards for like 15, 20 minutes. That's why they give you the tea. Then you're supposed to go into a little private room and just check that their blood stain on the bandage is no larger than a 50p piece.
Oh.
God, that's massive.
Yeah, yeah, that would imply something. There's some blood loss issues going on.
Well, your massive balls, of course. you're looking at the size of a drinks coaster.
In has spread out to that much?
Yes,
or like
spread
there's
out.
Like a gaping wound. Yeah, that yeah. Big. Oh, okay. No,
it's just
by
the blood has spread that much.
That's not very.
I would
nice.
Say mine was around about a 20p piece.
Right. Okay.
Did you go back in and say, and they said, "Well done,
you got another custard cream.
20p.
My God, you're not losing any. What are you in some sort of fugue state? You
just gently keel over.
I control my blood flow.
Okay. So then, there's no pain there because the anesthesia is still happening. Or
yeah.
Is it? Okay.
I would say it was just like it felt. Fragile. And I think there is something to do with, like, you're right, like if you have a vagina for your almost your whole life are sort of prodded and poked and you have to be opened up and all of that uncomfortable stuff, and it's almost sort of like if you have a dick and balls, that you're taught from a very young age the most painful thing that can happen in the entire world is you get punched there or kicked there.
Yes.
And so the idea of anything going near there, I think for a lot of people, even friends of mine who've had like 3 kids, don't want any more kids. It's still anxiety inducing. They haven't had a vasectomy because there's this like mental block of like our culture is don't go near that area because that's the most delicate area, which is obviously bullshit. But
it's not, because it is the most delicate. Like, it is very delicate.
It is, but it's
it
also
hurts
just
when
like,
you kick it. It's not the same as if someone punched me in the boob, you know, or in the vag.
And I'm sorry for greeting you like that.
I know, it was horrible. You're a very laid back guy.
I don't
like violent
really
man.
Read social cues very well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oy, oy, oy. Even in your your demonstration of your penis being on your shoulder.
Right.
Which
was a mime.
The mime. The entirely imaginary mime of the listeners. You went, shh, shh, shh. It's okay. It's okay. And then you went, they're not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
You know? And so I really thought, like, I wish there was some part of my body I spoke to like that. Like,
yes.
That's so clearly came from such a real place. And I know you're just joking, but like if I had to talk to my vagina, it would be like, come on.
Yes.
At best.
Yeah.
So like, I think we have got this real culture of like, here's my, understandably, because they're outside of your body, they're where all the good stuff happens. They're your magic area, you know, and people are always like...
Your magic area.
You know, people are like... It is like, this is, you mustn't touch them, you mustn't hurt, you know, that's the most, yes. Don't let them get hurt. And so I can totally understand your point that like, that men that maybe you speak to who are like, oh, I wish I could, but I'm so afraid of doing it and being hurt.
So because seeing it bandaged with some blood on it must be quite psychologically odd.
Yeah, and it definitely, they basically said that we can go into the post-vasectomy stuff now.
Please.
If we have time.
I'd love to.
You then are told to sort of leave it sort of 5 days before engaging any sexual activity.
Gosh, yeah.
Well, and they said, sure. Or when you feel comfortable. And that's interesting, when you don't ever feel comfortable. So no, I don't. I guess that will never happen again.
Yeah.
But I think it took me like maybe like 17 days before starting on that journey to barrenness.
Yes.
So yeah, you're supposed to spend 3 months and do a minimum 25 emissions and then send the 26th one off for testing.
Whoa.
You can't
what?
Just, you can't just like, sorry.
Okay, well, thank you. Join us next week. You don't just come out with that at the end.
I love how you asked about the post-vasectomy. Like, should we get into that? I was like, yes, we should get into
that. So they say, for how long have you got to time frame to do this in? 30 days?
12 weeks.
Yeah. 12 weeks.
12 weeks. So what's that? 3 months?
Yeah.
There needs to be 25 emissions.
2 a week is par.
What does the word par mean? Good.
Average,
minimum.
Base level, yeah.
But what if I do 25 this afternoon or something?
Well, I've heard your stories about how you'll suddenly do a marathon out of nowhere.
I'll forget and I'll be like, fuck, I've got to do my 25 wanks. Okay, so
pace yourself.
I forgot about wanking. I was like, you've got to find 25 people to have sex with.
You forgot about wanking.
I forgot about wanking for a second there. I was like, how can they ask you to do that? It's quite late. Right, got it.
And also, you forgot about multiple times with the same person as well.
Yeah, you're like, 25?
A little insight into my life.
One sex with one person. So you've got to do, they say, as you're leaving, they say, best of luck.
Yeah.
Over the next 3 months.
P.S.
P.S.
Send us your wank.
Send us your 26th wank.
Yeah.
To 25, and it's got to be the 26th. Yeah. Where have they got that number from?
And why?
I think that's just probably, they just go, that's enough to flush all of the sperm out of your system that is already knocking about. Basically.
Wow,
it's just
to
be certain that, because the sperm, they're, you know, they're hardy little fellas.
Certainly.
They will hang around in any nook and cranny down there. And this is a way of just being able to fully flush your system of the Coke syrup.
How did you keep track? On what medium did you...
I support the question.
Yeah.
I didn't actually keep a full actual track. I just sort of mentally sort of managed to keep track of being like, right, I'm in the zone.
Okay.
But I am a runner and I feel that I'm good at pacing and I understand.
You get your Strava out.
Yeah.
Mark out.
Yeah, people who follow me on Strava had a horrible 12 weeks. The
I've
photos.
Not run, but here's my route.
So,
my
26 and up.
New show.
Should be called 26
is,
and up.
I talk about this sort of side. So the last one that's out available for free, let's tie that back in.
Yes, please.
The show's all about binary choices. And I realised late in the day that that's what the show, why I was doing that, it was because it was about having children. It was making that binary choice and it ends with a routine about getting the vasectomy done. The new show has a lot of other things in it and I'm trying to be more open and vulnerable on stage, like a loser. Like a pathetic worm.
No. I can see that you really struggle with it.
Yeah.
How you described it.
And I talk about that sort of post vasectomy process and the first one particularly.
Right, sure.
And
there was
and...
blood in it.
Oh,
it was very distressing.
Oh God.
Because no one said there'll be blood in
oh,
this.
You've got to say
you
that.
You have to say it.
And it's okay if there's blood in the first one.
Yes. And then the next one, I guess I'm allowed to see that, say this. It was slightly pinky.
Slightly pinky.
Well, that's the thing you're concerned
colourblind.
About.
Yeah, after the blood in the cum bit.
You're like, can I say the word pinky? That was your issue.
Can I say, it is weird being a guy in comedy, sort of being in the room alone with women comedians, and it seems to be at this stage okay that I'm talking about my dick and balls for quite a long time.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really in.
Yeah, we're very
I'm all in.
Yeah.
Desi goes all in.
And so when did you
notice
it was all fine?
I think the third one.
Okay.
The third one may have been pinky, but as a colourblind person, like, I had lost the range of colour by that point, so I didn't know.
So
it seemed normal.
Only men can be colourblind. Don't you think that's incredible?
It is. And we'll move on from that.
And they're the ones I've got to know what colour that white is, you know?
Good on you for having that experience and those two experiences and being like, gonna keep on wanking.
Really. Ain't nobody struggle. Gonna get me down.
I'd really struggle with that. That'd take a long time to recover. Maybe that's why they give you quite a long time, because it must be like a few days of you being like, God, do I have to? So good on you for.
And then
one
you got to shoot. And then we got to shoot the last one into the pot.
So you were given a condom, a small tube, a bigger tube, and an envelope. And then you empty the condom into the small tube, pop that into the bigger tube, put that in the envelope, send it off. I was told, this is what I was told, under no circumstances send the used condom. Now, obviously, they're only bringing that up because they've opened up envelopes containing
but
an
to
ungodly
me,
amount
that,
of used condoms.
That seems quite smart. Mm. I'm glad they said, because that's what I would do.
You chuck it in there.
Yeah. 100%.
In for a penny.
I'm all in. if that was my instruction, I would be like, right, well, rather than decanting this... little bit
sorry,
of,
I'm just decanting that's my jacket into a condom. Sending it.
I'd be like, right, it's easier just to send the condom and then they can put the pipette in at their end.
Yes.
You know, they're self-contained. We're
well,
in, we're
we did,
away.
I think we did an episode, maybe it was an episode, maybe it was an adult thing. I can't remember, but it was something about when I had to give a fecal sample in. Mm. And some of the suggestions of to how to collect that were absolutely one of the wildest things I've ever seen on an NHS pamphlet.
Yeah.
So, and
was it all pinky?
Yeah, it's all pinky.
But that's exactly it, of being like, so therefore, if there's a condom, I'd be like, great.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And then when that came, you sent that off and that came back and they said...
Sent a little letter saying, they didn't say congratulations, but it was like, there are no sperm present in... Yeah, this is a successful procedure.
Great.
How incredible.
And that was a good day. That was a good day. Very felt very good. And just, yeah.
Do you get offered, so when you do sort of, it's actually probably the exact opposite, but if you freeze your eggs, you get like a free counselling session. Mm. Do you get that when you've had a vasectomy?
Not the route I took, no.
Feels like that would be something that they should do. Not that you need it, but it's just like that feels like something that...
Fugue state,
yeah. Which is very healthy. But it feels very like just any big decision like that, if it's on the NHS, fair enough, but if it's a private thing, it feels like that would... You'd hope that they'd give you one.
I think they blasted all that money on the custard creams.
Understood. And that in a way is therapy, am I right? Mm.
It is interesting, isn't it? Though maybe we're coming at it from this angle of being like, well, have you definitely thought it through? And are you, you know, have you done your therapy and all of this? And maybe when people, by the time people have made the decision to be there, that's not an undertaking lightly, especially with this enormous fear of touching the magic equipment. Entering the magic circle. You know, by the time you're there, you're like, I have done the work. I've done the thought. For you, you're like, I've been thinking about this for 15 years.
Well, you actually
years.
Did do all the prep and you did all of, you did go to therapy and you did try, like you've basically thought about this in the most mature way that one can. My thought is that maybe some people just like, and I don't mean vasectomies, I mean any big decision like that. Mm. But I'm sure lots of people don't do a lot of prep and do a lot of thinking and work through things. And so that's why I was like, and also there's a slight tendency to presume that men are fine.
Yes, yes.
You know, maybe there might be some private places that do offer one counselling session or something that you've got as the option if you're like, God, I feel weird. I don't know at any point. But you've obviously got that covered and you've thought about it. As well as your fugue state, of course. But you didn't go into a fugue state in terms of your prep work, did you?
No.
And what advice would you, if anything that we haven't covered that you'd be like, before doing it, like, I wish I'd known that obviously blood would be about, number one, helpful to know.
Yeah.
But any other things that you wish you'd sort of known going in?
I did sort of tidy up the old hair down there. Just made sure that was
treat,
all neat and tidy.
Yeah.
And then, nice. You know, gave a little... Little wink
a little
to the surgeon.
To your balls. Oh, right, no. Okay.
What do you think? What do you think I've done down there? Yeah. I just carved in surgeon into it.
There's that much, is there, to write surgeon?
Yeah.
This says like Serg or something, you run out of space.
Sergio.
I wondered if when you talk to people who have penises, if what their reaction is when you tell people, and if people are jealous or afraid or...
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of friends, obviously, after you've had it, you become the guy who talks permanently about having had a vasectomy.
Yes.
That becomes your personality for a little bit. It's difficult to get away from. people do ask and people say like, oh, actually, I'd like to talk to you about that. And I've heard a few people who are like...
Is it something that, like, do you feel that they would like to do it, but they're...
Yeah, there's very few that are like childless or child-free that have inquired about it. There's someone who's also child-free and is married and they don't want kids and has had it done as well. But largely whenever I'm doing my show and I ask if anyone's taken a trip to V-Town, it's mostly older looking men that seem to be, you know, they've had a few kids and then they're like, no more kids.
Mm.
So I am intrigued to see whether there would be, because I think there should be more of an onus if that is something you don't want, if you don't want children and you put in the work and the prep, I feel like it's something that you sort of owe to sort of actually committing to doing because it does remove that risk and it does make things like contraception sort of a much easier discussion in many ways.
Yeah, and also as well, I suppose then you're doing something your side. So if you don't want children and you're having sex with someone casually,
what?
Then I'm so sorry. There's something casual about the sex that Stu's having. But then
extremely formal. That horrid soda goes to no. It doesn't go under casual terms, thank you.
But say if you did. Then I suppose you will now never be in a position where then, you know, you're kind of putting that, like you're expecting the person you're having sex with to have been on the pill or to have done this or to have done certain things so that you've kind of done everything you can, your end.
Yes.
With your end to make sure that, you're not getting yourself or anybody else into a sticky situation.
There's definitely a lot of discussions around sort of contraception that feel very... I mean, it just is very gendered, isn't it? There's a lot of expectation on women to, or people have ovaries and wombs to do that work, which, does feel deeply unfair.
I've read more than one Am I the Arsehole on Reddit of men who told their wives they were getting a vasectomy, like three kids in. And it's like, am I the arsehole? We're pregnant with our fourth child. She doesn't understand how it happened because I told her I had a vasectomy. But actually, when I got to the clinic, I didn't want to do it. So
you're the arsehole.
You're the arsehole, you jackass. But then it's always just like, look, when I got there, I just suddenly thought, I'm too scared and I don't want anyone to touch my magic gear and everything. And like, and so I can believe, you know, I don't know. It just feels like a...
And there's so much sort of childishness or immaturity, maybe is a better term, for all of that. That should be a criminal offence because
that
what
is
you've subjected
the comments
your
were generally saying.
Partner to...
You're not just the arsehole, this is illegal.
The woman who's fully pregnant now because she thought that she could have... She went off a contraception.
But I guess the conversation just isn't...
It's not happening.
It's not that happening. Yeah.
Until now.
Yes, thank God we're here.
Hopefully
leading
it
the way.
I know that people get very anxious around dental work and things like that, but the closest it is like equivalent to... like getting a filling done in terms of time, in terms of the pain element of it, or the it's more uncomfortable than it is painful.
Did you have to wear a little box after it to protect your business?
No, there was like the bandage had a little buoyancy to it.
Okay, understood. So you
and they said to wear tight fitting underwear to keep it all
tight to what?
To keep it all
snuggled and held, supported.
Did you have to buy that, or did they give you one?
So no, I just chose my tighter boxers.
Understood. Okay,
the custard cream money, Stevie. We ain't got money
Bought
a pair of nice boxers for everyone.
It wasn't really nice boxers. I just thought, like, on the day, sent home with some, was just something
like a tight,
helps.
Tight hammock.
I went to get a vasectomy, and all I got was this
little hammock.
I've got a question. Are there two tubes for each testicle?
Yes.
So you had to sit in both of them?
Yes. So they pull one out through. So they pull the tube through the incision out into the open.
Oh, God.
It looks round.
Yeah.
It's scared. Doesn't know what's happening. Snip, snip. Crush, crush. Burn, burn. Yeah, you do smell that. Sure.
Burying the lead
bam,
there.
Bam, bam.
You're really coming out with these right in the
absolute
closing moments.
Well, I'm anxious because there's a lot of this I also talk about. I don't want to be someone who just does stand up in conversation.
Sure. For an in-depth listen to the...
With more punchlines
to the smell of it all. Right. Yeah, head over to Stuart Laws is all in.
Yeah.
Over on 800 Pound Gorilla on YouTube. Terms and conditions apply. I'm really taken with my
voice. I'm taken with really it, actually.
Nice. It was nice there at the end, wasn't it?
But and also, Stuart, where can people find you on social media?
Twitter's dead right now.
I feel it is, isn't it?
That's a shame because that was fun for a while. Yeah. So Instagram, Stuart Laws Comedy. TikTok, Stuart Laws Comedy. It's the same stuff posted wherever you prefer.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Great. And check out your special. Thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for bringing all the tackle in together.
All the magic area.
Thank you so much. That has been truly enlightening.
Yeah, it has.
And I hope for people listening that you've maybe it's answered some questions that you've been having. Maybe it's,
or if your partner as well.
Yeah, and good luck to you.
See you in V-Town.
See you in V-Town, everybody. And join us next week. Bye bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.